JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Hey, it's like Christmas, isn't it? Earnings season. Here we go.
Here we go. Yeah, we've spent the last couple of days talking about New Zealand shares because you've got some quite depressed share prices for some companies on the NZX, and those depressed levels are attracting sort of opportunistic bids. Over in the US market, you've almost got a complete reverse. You know, you've got a group of companies, the Magnificent Seven, that have done very well recently. So stock indexes over there have had strong performances there as opposed to the NZX. But now we've got the earnings season with companies announcing results for the 3 months to the end of June. And sort of a few things in the background. As I've said, you had this recent performance of the Mag 7 companies that have gone very well. But also analysts have been forecasting earnings growth throughout this year out of the US. So you get the earnings season and basically the rubber has to hit the road. You've got to get fundamental justification from results for recent share price movements. And in the last 24 hours, that theme has really come into play. So, yeah, so who have we got? Who do we have that we need to sort of focus on? Alphabet, the parent company of Google, one of the Magnificent Seven. From the start of this year to its recent high, it has rallied 37%. So it went from sort of about $140 to over $190. And that follows a very strong year in 2023. And it's been one of the beneficiaries of that sort of wave of investor enthusiasm for anything basically related to AI, to artificial intelligence. They announced their results yesterday after we'd spoken, Mike, and after the and what they call after trading hours in the US market. And here's a sort of classic case of big expectations having to be matched. Now, they beat analyst forecasts on their earnings per share, $1.89 a share. Analysts were expecting $1.84, just under $84 billion worth of revenue. Massive, isn't it? And also, and that's also up 14% year on year. But the market's chosen to focus on a couple of sort of misses. Their YouTube advertising revenue, that was lower than expected. And there were some concerns from analysts after the earnings call with management, the possibility of headcount having to go up, higher levels of investment, infrastructure spending. So you've got higher expenses relating to that. That all sort of creates concerns around margins. Also, Google having to deal with sort of competitive threats to Google search from other sort of AI-driven aspects. So share price actually down 4.7% as we speak.
Okay, and then we come to Tesla, which was a mixed bag, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, is there any other company that generates headlines exactly, like Tesla or Elon Musk? I mean, it's a phenomenon, isn't it? And this year, the share price of Tesla has been on a bit of a roller coaster, we could call it that. It started the year just under $250. At one stage, it was at 142. It's recently surged back to over $260. So I would make the comment that you need intestinal fortitude to be a Tesla shareholder. The share price has been under pressure overnight. I think that's probably a euphemism. The share price is down 10% overnight, so a big fall. So you get the results, and then Mr. Musk speaks, and those two things can be quite different. The results were weak. They were below expectations. There was a lot of talk about the much vaunted autonomous robo-taxi. That's seen as being a key competitive benefit for Tesla going forward. A prototype apparently will be unveiled in October. You got a newer, lower cost car that won't go into production until the first half of next year at the earliest. You got the planned factory in Mexico that's on pause. I think there's election issues there. Anyway, the growth rate for sales, that's going the wrong way. Adjusted earnings per share, 52 cents per share. It's supposed to be 60. That was analyst expectations. Revenue did beat expectations, but you've got this margin issue. So Tesla's share price, always very sentiment driven. In the last 24 hours, the focus has come back on fundamentals and it's down 10%.
Yes, I've never understood it either. Righto, numbers.
So you got your Dow Jones. All of the US indices are lower, and that's because of this pressure that's coming from the tech companies. So the Dow Jones is down 0.86%, 345 points, still over 40,000, though 40,012. The S&P 500 is down 1.6%, 90 points, 5465, and the Nasdaq is down 2.9%, so being heavily affected by those tech companies, down 521 points, 17,476. I would make the point that it is up over 16.5% so far this year, and it was up sort of 43% last year, so it's giving back some of the very strong gains. The FTSE 100 down 14 overnight, 8153. The Nikkei down over 1% overnight, 39,154. Shanghai Composite down about 0.5%, 2901. The ASX 200 was down 7 yesterday, 7963. But the NZX 50 continuing to go in the other direction, a little resurgence, a renaissance, shall we call it, of the NZX 50, up 0.85%, 105 points, 12,530. Kiwi dollar still weak, 0.5937 against the US, 0.9, just over 90 cents against the Aussie, 0.9008, 0.5473 euro, 0.4595 pounds, 91.32 Japanese yen. Gold, 2,409, and Brent crude, $81.81.
Yeah, well, mate, Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.